In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Welcome to the BFM studios, Steve Newell.
Pleasure. Pleasure to be here.
Howdy, howdy.
Now, you're in here this afternoon talking about a brand new film titled Overlord.
Yes.
What does
now,
it mean?
What's it about?
Well, it's counter-programming, I guess, because over the weekend, the box office was dominated by two films that are about people singing and that. So Bohemian Rhapsody came out of the gates and made a...
Oh, yeah.
Was it any good? Is it good?
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
I'm not interested.
All right.
I'm not interested in what seems like a sanitized version of Freddie Mercury's life so that the remaining members of Queen feel like they have their extensive contributions to songwriting recognized.
Sounds like you're definitely going to watch it at some point, though.
Yeah, probably not. I have watched a really good Freddie Mercury TV movie, though, so I'll probably just stick to that, eh?
I watched the Prime Rocks with Freddie Mercury, and it's kind of better getting a close-up of the actual dude. It's a powerful, powerful human.
So, yeah, between that and A Star Is Born, those two films made more than three-quarters of the top 10 of the box office over the weekend, so...
I thought you were going to say three-quarters of $1 billion, something like that.
Nah, it's like 1.68
Did you turn
million.
Into a robot, kind of, when you said billion
dollars? When I turn into money, I'm counting the money.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any emotion when it comes to finance. I think that's... I learnt that from simplicity advice, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so Overlord's the opposite. There's not much singing in it.
It sounds like a Disney movie.
It does a little bit.
No,
Overlord.
Sounds fucking hard out. Overlord. What's going on there?
It's got a pretty strict font in the logo.
What rating is it?
It's rated, and let me look this up. It's R16. Mm. So
there's lots of blood
and
guts.
Let's have no children, but let's get this one exactly right, shall we?
There might be heaps of shits and fucks, John. You don't know.
I said blood and guts, not shits and fucks.
I know, but I said it could be either one.
Well, I've seen it, and not to give
too much
away, there's a bunch of the former, but not much of the latter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. So the story of Overlord is it takes place on D-Day. There's a bunch of American paratroopers who go on a mission behind enemy lines. Mm. They are there to take out a radio tower that's... I think it's part of the German early warning system or some guff like that.
Okay.
But what they find in the small occupied town is a Nazi lab conducting experiments on people.
Oh, like to make them more, like giving them things with acid and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, that'd be good. But
super
no,
human-y.
Yeah, they're trying to breed the super soldier.
Okay.
And so what starts off as a very, typical... but fairly intense men on a mission war movie becomes a bit more supernatural and weird.
Oh.
So yeah, it's pretty enjoyable. It's a gore fest. It's got lots of action and horror elements, and it's got what is always great, especially in our current climate of 2018, heaps of Nazis getting killed.
Right on.
Because we like to see that, eh?
Wow. Better than them cruising around being Nazis.
Are we at like sort of shotguns and or what sort of weapons are we rolling?
I don't like gore, eh? What's the gore? Is it like an axe? Or,
no,
what's
there's, some
of
like, there's some like, well, I think when we get more into the experimentation side of things, what is being done to people is a bit gory. But then also what the people have been transformed by those experiments and how they get dispatched is a bit gory as well. Mm. So,
okay.
Leave
it to the imagination.
It's literally bits and pieces, really.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
But yeah, just for some clarity on that rating, it's rated R16. Graphic violence, horror, offensive language, and content that may disturb. Okay. Which I always find that interesting because I would have thought content that may disturb might
That's
be covered by
the Holy Trinity.
The graphic violence, the horror, and the offensive language, but
yeah.
there are some other elements it's in there as well. It's produced by J.J. Abrams, and... thankfully, this didn't come about, but it was originally planned to be part of the Cloverfield series. But don't worry, this one doesn't have a dumb ending or any aliens and stuff. It's just pretty much war movie, experiments, creatures.
Was Cloverfield considered bad?
The series sort of petered a bit. Yeah,
oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was the infamous film that had been in development for a while that then suddenly got... surprise, it's on Netflix now. Mm. And everyone watched Netflix and watched the third Cloverfield film, and it wasn't very good.
Okay.
Now, is this the sort of Nazi theme that is throughout Overlord? Has that inspired you to look back and think about some of the other good Nazi films that are out there, Steve?
Well, John, yes and no. I mean,
I mean, films, I say good Nazi films.
Yeah,
I mean
films about
Nazis
good.
Are
you
evil.
Mean films about good Nazis?
Evil
is
Nazis.
What you mean? Well, I thought about without being too much of a pearl clutcher, I do wonder about the ethics of Nazis in films. So you kind of got your one category of Nazi films, which is it's a historically accurate film. So we're gonna Schindler's List the Nazis and tell a true story about them being vile people.
Imagine a Nazi smoking a durry.
What?
It's like double the bad film shit, isn't it?
In a cigarette holder, right? So like a
early durry
with calfskin gloves on,
not like a later piece durry.
But then at the same time, the Nazis have been part of our pop culture storytelling fabric for yonks.
Are there many Nazis still rolling around in general? In real life?
Hang on, we're just going to cross to CNN for the US midterm elections. Are there any Nazis still kicking around?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, so they're part of our pop culture fabric as well, right? So you're kind of Indiana Jones without Nazis.
OG Nazis, though.
And you can't have the Blues Brothers driving their Blues Brothers mobile, the Bluesmobile, across a bridge and making all the American Nazi marchers jump in a river. But, is there going to be a time where they just become figures of lampooning villainry? I don't know. Listeners, that's for you to ever think about.
But haven't we already reached that stage? Aren't we at that point now? They are just...
We've forgotten that they are actually giant shitheads and they're just cartoon characters.
Yeah, they're just baddies.
Maybe. Just baddies. But, if you're going to have a whole lot of people getting slaughtered as, the sort of unnamed enemy foot soldiers who don't have any speaking lines and their only job is to be cannon fodder, then I can't think of any better cannon fodder.
Okay. What's the person doing the slaying? Does he represent a country at all? Or a place?
Yeah, it's they're American soldiers. They're part of the effort to liberate Europe from the German conquest. So
much propaganda in this movie, would you say?
Just 14%. No, it's pretty. It's harmless, over the top, pretty mindless movie watching. And on that basis, I say good times.
Nice one. Nice. Strong recommendation, Steve. All right.
Sometimes you just, don't want to think too hard, and just watch some guys skulking around in cellars and killing Nazis.
Sweet, man. Actually sounds like a pretty strong video game potential. It's probably already happening.
Yeah, it's fairly Wolfenstein, let's be honest.
Okay. Overlord, everybody.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much, Steve, from Flix.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Toots.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flix and That on 95BFM.